Anti-lockdown protesters force way into Oregon Capitol, some armed. By Bob Price on December 21, 2020. A group of anti-lockdown, pro-Trump protesters forced their way into the Oregon Capitol Monday. One report shows some of the protesters were armed with rifles, handguns, and even a pitchfork. A large group forced their way into the Capitol as the legislature met on the opening day of the state's third special session. The protesters expressed opposition to the state's ordering of certain businesses to close. While legislative sessions are normally open to the public, today's was closed to anyone other than lawmakers, police, some staff, and reporters, the Oregon Statesman Journal reported. Legislators met to attempt to pass pandemic relief measures, including landlord and tenant assistance. Reports on social media show the group of protesters gathered outside the Oregon Capitol on Monday morning. Salem reporter journalist Jake Thomas tweeted a video showing a woman urging protesters to enter the Capitol. One man reportedly shouted that people should be willing to get maced or arrested. People crowded into lobby, chanting, "Let us in." Man shouts that people should be willing to get maced or arrested. Invokes the founders pic.twitter.com/@meixv. Jake Thomas, at JakeThomas 2009, December 21, 2020. State police pushed the crowd back and at one point deployed blue pepper spray. Things escalated at Salem reporter pic.twitter.com/9i4jssn9zh. Jake Thomas, at JakeThomas 2009, December 21, 2020. Police say the pepper spray was used in response to officers being sprayed by the protesters. "At one point we used pepper balls. I don't know what else," Salem Police Lieutenant Tevin Upks told the Statesman Journal. "When people attempted to come into the building, they actually used pepper spray and other things on officers. In return, we used those to separate ourselves and get them to hold that spot. So I don't know what all was used, but I know at least pepper ball was used." At one point, Oregon State Senator Dallas Hurd, R. Roseburg, came out and addressed the protesters. Senator Dallas Hurd came out to speak. Said he's with the people. Says he has issues with session. Calls for people to vote out Dems. People shout they don't believe in the process. pic.twitter.com/v3altstatezsj. Jake Thomas, at JakeThomas 2009, December 21, 2020. Reports indicate police arrested at least two people during the demonstration. At least two protesters being led away by state police that I know of. At least one man, not pictured, shouting "I can't breath," appropriating the Black Lives Matters chant to crying chokeholds by police and racist policing. #orlegpic.twitter.com/oakv2go6v. Tim A. Groover, at @t_timeforce, December 21, 2020. During the session, Senator Hurd accused Oregon Governor Kate Brown of carrying out a campaign against the people and children of God. He stood for a 30-second moment of silence, one Twitter user posted. So now Senator Dallas Hurd, R. Roseburg, accuses Democrats of joining Governor Kate Brown in a campaign against the people and the children of God. He's angry about a mask mandate and takes his off. Attempts to stand silent for 30 seconds. #orleg. pic.twitter.com/d-4yzzi. Dirk van der Hart, at @dirkez, December 21, 2020. "This is yet another illegitimate session in which you, the Democratic majority, have declared the people unfit to participate in person in their own Capitol building," Hurd said on the floor of the Senate, according to KETZ ABC9. "Let the record reflect that I am in fierce opposition to any legislation that this illegitimate assembly may pass today. You will be held accountable for this in the coming years. I declare my right to protest against your false authority and remove my mask," the senator said while taking off his mask. "I will stand here for 30 seconds while you decide if you are fascists willing to use the government to force and override my rights or to prove that you are nothing more than bullies and false authorities." The Daily Beast and the Daily Mail reported some of the protesters gathered outside the Capitol were armed with black rifles and handguns. Photos in both articles show a woman armed with a U.S. flag on a pitchfork. Another video tweeted by Oregon Statesman reporter Abigail Dollins shows protests trying to force their way through a locked door. Around 9 a.m. this morning, protesters chant "Let us in" as they kick doors to the Capitol. pic.twitter.com/JLR9PXS7LF. Abigail Dolins, at Abigail Dolins, December 21, 2020. Salem Statesman photojournalist Brian Hayes tweeted a video showing some of the protesters who succeeded in gaining entry inside the Capitol. At least one of those protesters appears to be armed with a rifle. Inside the Oregon State Capitol, currently. pic.twitter.com/kermswancog. Brian Hayes, at _Brian_ICT, December 21, 2020. He also tweeted a video showing protesters tearing down a covering on a vandalized marble relief outside the Capitol. Anti-shutdown protesters worked to remove the tarp over the vandalized marble reliefs after removing the fence blocking off construction. pic.twitter.com/AFN8ZXCLJ. Brian Hayes, at _Brian_ICT, December 21, 2020. Oregon protest, we've been sprayed, flash banged, and smoked out of the Capitol. Now we're freeing our statues. pic.twitter.com/OxtSkinza. Gags, star, at Shay Valuation, December 21, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX, Parler @BobPrice, and Facebook.